Track 14, Section 4, Medicare Advantage Plans and Other Options, pages 70 to 74. SNP. Special Needs Plan, SNP. A SNP provides benefits and services to people with specific severe and chronic diseases, certain health care needs, or who also have Medicaid coverage. SNPs include care coordination services and tailor their benefits, provider choices, and list of drugs, formularies, to best meet the specific needs of the groups they serve. Can I get my health care from any doctor, other health care provider, or hospital? Some SNPs cover services out of network and some don't. Check with the plan to find out if they cover services out of network, and if so, how it affects your costs. Do these plans cover prescription drugs? Yes. All SNPs must provide Medicare drug coverage, Part D. Do I need to choose a primary care doctor? Some SNPs require primary care doctors and some don't. Check with the plan to find out if you need to choose a primary care doctor. Do I have to get a referral to use a specialist? Some SNPs require referrals and some don't. Certain services, like yearly screening mammograms, don't require a referral. Check with the plan to find out if you need a referral. What else do I need to know about this type of plan? There are three types of SNPs, shown below. You may be eligible for a SNP if you meet certain conditions. Dual eligible SNP, DSNP. You're eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. DSNPs contract with your state Medicaid program to help coordinate your Medicare and Medicaid benefits. Some DSNPs may provide Medicaid services in addition to Medicare services. Call your state medical assistance, Medicaid, office to verify your Medicaid eligibility. Chronic condition SNP, CSNP. You have specific severe or disabling chronic conditions, like diabetes, end-stage renal disease, ESRD, HIV/AIDS, chronic heart failure, or dementia. Plans may further limit membership to a single chronic condition or a group of related chronic conditions. Institutional SNP, ISNP. You live in the community, instead of a facility, but need the level of care facility offers, or you live, or expected to live, for at least 90 days straight in a facility like a nursing home or skilled nursing facility. If you have Medicare and get full Medicaid benefits, you may be able to join or switch to an integrated DSNP once a calendar month. For more information, visit medicare.gov/special-enrollment-periods and select I have Medicare and get full Medicaid benefits. If you're eligible and decide to find and compare SNPs in your area, visit medicare.gov/plan-compare. You can filter your search results by Special Needs Plans, SNP. You can join, switch, drop, or make changes to your Medicare Advantage plan. Remember, you must have both Part A and Part B to join a Medicare Advantage plan during these times. Initial Enrollment Period. Go to page 17. When you first become eligible for Medicare. When you first become eligible for Medicare, you can join a Medicare Advantage plan, with or without drug coverage. If you joined a Medicare Advantage plan during your initial enrollment period, you can switch to another Medicare Advantage plan, with or without drug coverage, or go back to original Medicare, with or without a separate Medicare drug plan, within the first 3 months of Medicare. General Enrollment Period. Go to page 18. January 1st to March 31st. If you have Part A coverage and you get Part B for the first time during this period, you can also join the Medicare Advantage plan, with or without drug coverage. You'll have 2 months after adding Part B to join a plan. Your coverage starts the first day of the month after you sign up. Open Enrollment Period. October 15th to December 7th. You can join, switch, or drop a Medicare Advantage plan, with or without drug coverage, during the open enrollment period each year. Your coverage starts on January 1st, as long as the plan gets your enrollment request by December 7th. If you join a Medicare Advantage plan during this period but change your mind, you can switch back to original Medicare or change to a different Medicare Advantage plan, depending on which coverage works better for you, during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, January 1st to March 31st, described on the next page. Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. January 1st to March 31st. Note, you can only switch plans once during this period. Coverage starts the first of the month after the plan gets your request. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, with or without drug coverage, during this period you can switch to another Medicare Advantage plan, with or without drug coverage. Drop your Medicare Advantage plan and return to original Medicare. You'll also be able to join a separate Medicare drug plan. During this period, you can't switch from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan. Join a separate Medicare drug plan if you have original Medicare. Switch from one Medicare drug plan to another if you have original Medicare. You can only make one change during this period, and any changes you make will be effective the first of the month after the plan gets your request. If you're returning to original Medicare and joining a separate Medicare drug plan, you don't need to contact your Medicare Advantage plan to disenroll. The disenrollment will happen automatically when you join the drug plan. Special enrollment period. Go to page 17. Qualifying life event. In most cases, if you join a Medicare Advantage plan, you must keep it for the calendar year starting the date your coverage begins. However, in certain situations, like if you move or you lose other insurance coverage, you may be able to join, switch, or drop a Medicare Advantage plan during a special enrollment period. Page 80. 5-star special enrollment period. December 8th to November 30th the following year. Note, you can only switch plans once during this period. Medicare uses ratings from 1 to 5 stars to help you compare plans based on quality and performance. If a Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare drug plan, or Medicare cost plan with a 5-star quality rating is available in your area, you can use the 5-star special enrollment period to switch from your current Medicare plan to a Medicare plan with a 5-star quality rating. For more information, visit medicare.gov. Important: if you want to drop your Medigap policy to join a Medicare Advantage plan, there are some important things to consider. Go to page 78 to learn more. Note: you can only drop or change your Medicare Advantage plan during the open enrollment or Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, or if you qualify for a special enrollment period. Page 72. Generally, if you aren't within these enrollment periods, you must keep your Medicare Advantage plan for the rest of the year or drop it and return to original Medicare, as long as you're within the first 12 months of joining the Medicare Advantage plan. Does Medicare offer other types of plans or programs to get health coverage besides Medicare Advantage? Yes, Medicare may offer some other plans and programs in your area. Some provide both Part A, hospital insurance, and Part B, medical insurance, coverage, while others provide only Part B coverage. Some also provide Medicare drug coverage, Part D. They have some, but not all, of the same rules as Medicare Advantage plans. However, each has special rules and exceptions, so you should contact any plans you're interested in to get more details. Medicare cost plans. Medicare cost plans are a type of Medicare health plan available in certain, limited areas of the country. In general, you can join even if you only have Part B. If you have Part A and Part B and go to a non-network provider, original Medicare covers the services. You'll pay the Part A and Part B coinsurance and deductibles. You can join anytime the Medicare cost plan is accepting new members. You can leave any time and return to original Medicare. You can join a separate Medicare drug plan, or you can get Medicare drug coverage, Part D, from the Medicare cost plan, if offered. You can choose to get a separate Medicare drug plan even if the Medicare cost plan offers Medicare drug coverage. You can only add or drop drug coverage at certain times. Pages 80-81. Go to medicare.gov/plan-compare to find out if there are Medicare cost plans in your area. Contact the plan you're interested in for more information. Your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP, can also help you. Go to pages 114-117 for the phone number of your local SHIP, or visit shiphelp.org. A trusted agent or broker may also be able to help. Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, PACE. PACE is a Medicare and Medicaid program offered in many states that allows people who otherwise need a nursing home level of care to remain in the community, like a home, apartment, or other appropriate setting for as long as possible. To qualify for PACE, you must meet these conditions. You're 55 or older. You live in the service area of a PACE organization. You're certified by your state as needing a nursing home level of care. At the time you join, you're able to live safely in the community with the help of PACE services. PACE covers all Medicare and Medicaid covered care and services, and other services that the PACE team of healthcare professionals decides are necessary to improve and maintain your health and wellness. This includes drugs, doctor or healthcare provider visits, transportation, home care, hospital visits, and even nursing home stays when necessary as approved by your care team. The team personalizes your care based on your medical, physical, social, and emotional needs and preferences. If you have Medicaid, you won't have to pay a monthly premium for the PACE benefit. If you have Medicare but not Medicaid, you'll be charged a monthly premium that includes your Medicare drug coverage, Part D. The amount you pay will depend on whether you have Medicare Part A, Part B, or both. However, in PACE, there's never a deductible or co-payment for any drug, service, or care that the PACE team of healthcare professionals approves. Visit medicare.gov/base to find out if there's a PACE organization that serves your community. Medicare innovation. Medicare develops innovative models, demonstrations, and pilot initiatives to test and measure the effect of potential changes in Medicare. These initiatives help find new ways to connect you to value-based care, which focuses on better quality of care, provider performance, and your patient experience. These initiatives may also include lower costs and may offer you extra benefits and services. They operate only for a limited time and for a specific group of people and are offered only in specific areas. Examples of current and future models, demonstrations, and pilot initiatives include innovations in dementia care, primary care, care related to specific procedures, like hip and knee replacements, cancer care, skilled nursing facility care or rehabilitation care, and care for people with chronic kidney disease and end-stage renal disease, ESRD. Medicare also explores innovations through accountable care organizations, ACOs, pages 110-111. Ask your doctor if they participate in these models, demonstrations, pilot programs, or an ACO and what it means for your care. To learn more about the current Medicare models, demonstrations, and pilot initiatives, call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Go to pages 10-14 for an overview of your Medicare options.